content. We're scrolling through social media. We're seeing short videos created by AI all over the place. But we are seeing artificial intelligence-created video creep into a whole bunch of other places as well. Now, an AI-generated advertising campaign for New Brunswick's liquor board, that's their version of the SAQ, it's causing a lot of anger from the artistic community and beyond. Now, here's the thing about the ad. It was ultimately pulled, by the way, because of backlash. But this ad was run by the New Brunswick Liquor Board, featured person after person partaking in the holiday drinking of beverages and the exchanging of beverages. But none of the people were real. Everything was created by AI. It's not the only AI-generated ad that has sparked uproar. Coca-Cola has been running a fully AI-generated campaign for the past 2 years. Should point out there was bears, you know, so I don't know if you're going to find a bear to act for you that easily. But when it comes to people, you can find an actor left, right, and center, right? So let's take a look at this with Mary Kelly, National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator for ACTRA. That's the Alliance of Canadian Cinema, Television, and Radio Artists. Marie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here with you.
You represent over 30,000, right, professional performers in this country. What's your reaction when you see a real deal ad campaign in this country being done without real actors but being done with AI?
Honestly, disappointment was my first reaction. You have a publicly funded agency, the New Brunswick Liquor Board, choosing to replace real Canadian performers with synthetic content. That raises real flags immediately. And when you look closely, you'll see why this matters. The AI imagery actually produced distorted, nonsensical text on the alcohol labels. That's not good for the brand either. Of course, we're concerned about the lack of human creativity in the ad, but also for what it says about the New Brunswick government's commitment to jobs in the region. As you know, jobs have long been an important issue for the Atlantic provinces that have a history of people having to leave for Toronto or other places in order to make a living. And if they're replacing good homegrown performers with synthetically, digitally created imagery, boy, they're sending a bad message to the population of New Brunswick.
You mentioned something, right? And sending a message everywhere, I think, right? When you run an ad campaign, this, you know, if it succeeds, other places are going to do it too. But that leads me to the question of if it's going to succeed, right? So you mentioned how some of this stuff, it looked bad. I will say the people themselves, it's something called the uncanny valley, where something just doesn't look right to the human eye. So I wonder if a part of you says, hey, let them do it, because it's going to fail. Or are you worried it'll succeed?
Well, of course I worry that it's going to succeed, but I actually do believe in human creativity. And frankly, there's a lot of studies coming out now, and, you know, not now, even last year. YouGov study that was done by a London-based organization, and they say about half of consumers are uncomfortable with brands that use AI to create brand ambassadors, that's in place of people, and using AI to generate images used in advertising. And then you add to that the concern about what they're doing to distort the imagery, particularly for young girls and women, about body shaping. So I think there's a lot of studies being done, a lot of articles being written about how consumers are starting to push back and saying they really don't want these AI-generated advertisements. I don't think it's good for the advertisers to be using them.
Are you seeing this? We have the one example from New Brunswick, but are you seeing this across the country? Do you have other examples here? What are some of the other ways that you and your position at ACTRA are worried about how AI is being embraced?
Well, first of all, I want to say we're not anti-AI, right? We understand it's a tool, but it should be a tool in the hand of the creatives and not replacing the creatives. So we do see it. We see it in advertising, I think, because advertisers think that when it comes to digital advertising, cheap and cheerful is fine. But as I said, the Canadian population, the eye of the human is very, very unique, and it does pick out the AI-generated productions. So I think, I think Canadians are noticing it. I also see AI generated, frankly, and we're concerned about it in film and TV. If you see it in advertising now, we're worried about what's going to happen in the future in film and TV when they're using it to generate perhaps not the main actors, but if you've got a bar scene, maybe, you know, they will populate that bar scene with AI-generated people. And frankly, you know, it's a $14 billion industry here in Canada that creates so many jobs. We have to be worried about that as well.
We're with Marie Kelly, National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator for ACTRA, represents cinema, television, and radio artists across the country. We're talking about AI being used more and more in things like commercials and other TV and film projects. Marie, the backlash that came in New Brunswick, it was pretty swift. Does that give you hope that Canadians and the artistic community simply won't stand for this kind of thing if it goes too far?
Yeah, it does give me a lot of hope. We, when AI started to come out into our industry, we said, you know what, people are going to care about human creativity. And we hoped that was true. And now we're finding it to be true. And I am very pleased to see that the consumer in New Brunswick and the population of New Brunswick pushed back on this one. I can tell you that, you know, you're seeing the pushback in other places. I think while there is a place for AI as a tool, it shouldn't be replacing individuals. And so we need our government to step forward to put some simple rules around how we're going to utilize AI. I know, for example, YouTube, it now requires creators to disclose if realistic content is AI-generated. Meta also has some rules. But it shouldn't be left to the players in this business to determine how we want to deal with AI. We need our government to step in as well.
I have a great question, actually, from a listener who's listening to us discuss here. And they have a genuine question. How is the use of AI here different from computer-generated animation? What would you say to that, to the question of, well, isn't this just similar to things that have been used in the past?
No, I think this is bringing it up a different level. So, you know, just so you know, when it comes to animation, we have humans. We have our performers who do the voice for the animations. And individuals know that that's an animated character, and they understand what the storyline is about, and they've bought into it. Now we're talking about AI creating human-looking performers so that they can pretend that they are human and take away the human jobs that relate to that. That's very, very different than an animated program that we all know what it's about.
Will this come to a head in future negotiations, whether it's here in Canada with ACTRA, your members, or you? I mean, I know in Hollywood that was part of the negotiations we've seen over the past couple of years. How do you think this is going to play out when it comes to future negotiations?
Well, I can tell you that at every bargaining table we're at, AI is a predominant issue. I can tell you that when it comes to film and TV, I'm very proud of our membership and our leadership. Because when we inked our deal about a year ago, we replicated the same language that SAG-AFTRA achieved in the U.S. on AI. Thankfully, we did it without having to do a strike. So we have the same protections on AI here in Canada for film and TV. We're bringing it into our video game collective agreements, and we're going to bring it into our commercials agreement when we next hit the table. So we're doing our job. We want the government to also step in and do its job.
Marie, you know, as you said in our interview, you're not against AI, right? As a matter of fact here. But can you give us an example of how AI is being used responsibly or well in the industry right now?
For sure. So, I mean, there's a lot of AI uses that are very, very helpful. And so, you know, if they're filming and don't recognize that they haven't got something down pat, they can always use AI to fix it later on in the film. We see this as being a way to make our sets safer. So, for example, stunt performers, right, they do a great job in bringing to life unimaginable things, but AI allows the production to then increase, what that stunt performer has done before it goes onto the screen. So there's lots of good use for AI, but it has to be a tool and not a replacement.
Marie, we're going to have to leave it there. I want to thank you so much for coming on this morning. I really appreciated the discussion.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
Marie Kelly is National Executive Director and Chief Negotiator for ACTRA, represents Canadian cinema, television, and radio artists. When we